Thank you, as always, for joining another episode of Surviving Grief with C. Marie. And as always, I appreciate the love and support from all over the world. And I love you all with all my heart. And I thank you for being a part of my journey. It hasn't been an easy journey, but I can say that God has kept me, and he's given me my village, and he's given me the love and support that I've needed to go through this. And, you know, when you're going through, you know, a lot of people don't have the love and support that they need from, you know, family and loved ones and people, you know, who they thought they should be able to count on. They haven't been able to count on them. But I thank God for giving me my village. Today's episode is just simply called Thank You. And I was driving home from work, and I am so grateful to be able to say that, yes, I was driving home from work. And it just does my heart, like my heart is full. And, you know, since I've been on this job, you know, God has been revealing things, you know, little by little. And every time, you know, God reveals something to me, I am in awe of the way God is doing things. I called my prayer partner because I was just so full. And, you know, things that are happening, you know, it's not just a coincidence. And, you know, I found out something yesterday while I was at work. And when I was walking out of work to my car, you know, I was talking to God, and I was like, okay, God, I see you. I don't fully understand everything that God is doing, but I see what God is doing. And it's, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to rush God, and because we're, you know, we're ready. And you know, one thing I've learned, you know, in this journey is that God has not been concerned at all whatsoever with Cheryl's comfort at all. And, you know, I kind of questioned that. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, you're saying trust you, but I'm uncomfortable. And, you know, I realized, you know, 6 months in that he's going to use the uncomfortable parts to make me. And I thought about the diamond. The diamond has to go through a crushing. It has to go through a process in order for it to be sellable at a high value. You know, there are grades of diamonds, and the diamonds that go through the most crushing are the ones that sells in the millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, I thought about everything that I've been through. And, you know, we often say, you know, I thank God I don't look like what I've been through. And, you know, I had to change mine to, Lord, I thank you I don't look like what I'm going through. And, you know, through this journey, you know, and I'm still on this journey, you know, but through it, you know, there were times when I wanted God to just do a little something, you know, give me what I was asking for, you know. And then, you know, I thank God because he loved me enough to not give me the thing I was asking for, you know. And And after I sat down with it, you know, God began to, you know, talk to me. It's like, you know, girl, I love you too much to give you what you're asking for, only for you to lose it. And what kind of father, you know, would I be to put all of this in your hands, knowing that you're going to lose it, that you're not going to be able to sustain it. And, you know, and also in that moment, you know, it was nothing else but trust me. And even now, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner yesterday, and I was like, even now, you know, I often say, you know, when we're going through things, we want this big revelation, and we want God to, you know, boom, show up, show out, you know, really, really big. And, you know, and I was like, God hasn't done that. And I said, he's just continuing saying nothing else but trust me. And in that moment, my prayer partner was like, that's the big thing. You know, and we got off the phone and I thought about that thing. And I was like, yeah, that is the big thing, because God knew me and my struggle with trusting God and just taking my hands off of it and, you know, giving it to him. And I struggled with that for apparently a long time, you know. And, you know, now that I've, you know, I'm not saying that I've, you know, I've mastered this thing, because I'm still healing. I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, connecting to God on a different level, because, you know, I've, through all of this, I have seen God in a different light, in a way that I've never, ever seen God before. And, you know, I was brought up in church, and, but this time, you know, my mom used to always stress to us the importance of having a personal relationship with God. And I thought I had a personal relationship with God, but now I understand what my mom was saying. You know, now I see God differently. You know, it's like a knowing him for yourself type thing. You know, it's like, okay, God, you know, I don't like the way that you've taken me. And of course, it's 10,000 times better than my way. But I trust you. It hasn't been, you know, it's always been me trying to make my crooked paces straight, which, you know, is laughable, but we do. We lean to our own understanding. And somebody posted a picture one time on Facebook, and they was like, this is what it looked like when I leaned to my own understanding. It was somebody that fell down the steps. A ladder was at the bottom of the steps, and they was hooked in between the staircase and the ladder. And literally, that's how I felt. And, you know, it's so crazy, because, you know, God's saying, trust me. That's all I need you to do. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. You know, just trust me. And I still struggled with that. And, you know, I say we ask God questions, and, you know, we're angry at God, and we want to know why, God, you didn't. And, you know, and God, it's so funny, because God never answers. Like, he never answers, you know, us most of the time. Especially when he told you to do something and, you know, life happens. You know, I had put a post up the other day of my daughter when she was in the hospital. And on the post, you know, I kept the picture, because I've never shared it with anybody. It's been well over a year since I took that picture, but I never shared it with anybody. You know, my intent for taking a picture while she was on, you know, the machines were breathing for her, you know, my intent was to be able to share with Stephanie the picture, because I wanted her to see how far God had brought her from. And, you know, when she, you know, it unfortunately it happened that, you know, she died and I wasn't able to show her that picture. And, you know, I was writing my post and, you know, tears were streaming down my eyes. And, you know, only thing I could say was, even in this, you know, God, I thank you. You know, at the time, you know, I did have questions for God. You know, God, why couldn't you save her? You know, if not for me, her children. Like, God, I don't understand. And, you know, I may never understand. But, you know, I've learned that, you know, in this walk that I'm on, you know, it takes more faith to do nothing. You know, when God just says, trust me, and I've learned that having faith and asking God to do and trusting that he will is two different things. So I had to separate my faith from my trust. God, I would like you to do so and so. My trust is, even if you don't, God, I still trust you. And that has been really hard for me to kind of accept what God allows, whether he does it or don't do it. You know, it's like the illustration of the little girl with the teddy bear, and God is, they got a depiction of Jesus and he got a bigger teddy bear behind his back, and God is just saying, trust me, just give it to me. Even when you can't see it, just trust me that, you know, I'm going to, the little thing that you're crying over now, tears of sorrow, if you just trust me, I got a bigger tear of joy. And, you know, I find myself a lot just saying thank you. When things don't go the way I want them to go or things happen, I just say thank you. And does it feel good? No, it doesn't. But I'm learning to just calm my mind, calm my thought process. And, you know, the whole time when I started this journey, you know, my scripture was, I think it's Psalms 34:7, be still and know that I am God. And to quiet down my mind, it was horrible. I couldn't shut it off. I was hurting from the heartbreak of the relationship. I was jobless and I missed my child, and, you know, so much was going on at once. And God was saying, if you know, you just let me hold you, girl, you just let me fix it for you. And because I thought at the time that I could fix it better than what he could fix it. I could do something more than what I was doing. And, you know, I always feel like when it comes down to the death of my daughter, that it was, you know, like I missed a step. It's, you know, I wish I could have did more. And, you know, God let me know that, you know, it's nothing that you could have done. You know, stop blaming yourself and, you know, stop ruminating over it, because you did all you can do, and it hurts, but daughter, I know you're hurting, but what's happened has happened. And I got something greater for you, but I'm gonna need you to trust me. And, you know, every post that I put up on my TikTok, Surviving Grief 8, every post I put up is, God, I trust you. Because sometimes there are times in your life that life is lifing, and I gotta keep reminding myself, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. And I throw in there, even in this, God, I trust you, even in this, because, you know, I am, again, I said every podcast that I became committed to my healing because I couldn't halfway do it. I had no choice, you know, and I feel like, and I felt like that, you know, God was giving me another chance. And I feel like big time that not only am I scared to mess this up, I purposed in my mind that I wasn't going to mess up, no matter how my flesh felt, no matter how my mind felt. And, you know, the enemy works, you know, and he works through people and stuff. But I made up in my mind that, you know, okay, God, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. It's not easy. But I also know that if God said, trust me, then I was going to be all right. You know, and you know, when you're going through, we do worry about the WHEN. And I've decided to focus more on the WIN. I decided to focus more on the when, you know, and the WHEN, the when, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, the when. Because one thing about God, if God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And you don't owe, God doesn't owe you an explanation of when he's going to do it, you know. And, you know, when you're going through, you want to know the WHEN. Like, and I felt like, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner and I was like, God, I just feel like I've been in it so long. And, you know, life was life in and, you know, but I, you know, through everything, I asked God, again, don't change my heart. And don't allow me to, you know, because there was a time when I was giving up and, you know, I didn't want to be here and God wasn't doing anything. And, you know, a lot of times we want something from God, but God be saying, oh, okay, you want something from me and I want something from you. And I just had to purpose in my mind that, okay, God, I thank you, even in this. sometimes, you guys, I repeat that so many times a day. And I think I told y'all last podcast that, you know, I often say that now, and I'm like, okay, God, I want that when they see me, they see you blessing. And, you know, I just go around and I, you know, even in this, God, I thank you. Cause when they see, you know, I want that blessing, God. So when they see me, they see you blessing, you know, because none of what I've gone through, I don't want it to be in vain. You know, I my goal, you know, sometimes I'll be on the podcast and I get choked up and, you know, I've been through a lot and, you know, I want to be able to tell my story without the filter of the wound, you know, because again, my story for his glory, and it's got to help somebody. It's not worth telling if somebody don't heal alongside me. It's got to be worth it. And I know, you know, my pastor say your healing is coming through helping others. And, you know, I listen to different posts on just scrolling, you know, and somebody said, you know, you've been through a lot the last couple years and you didn't give up. You know, God is about to do his big one for you. And I was like, he sure is. And, you know, I want my story to be when you open that book, you'll never see that, read that Cheryl gave up. Because, you know, one thing about me, you know, I've gone through all of this and yeah, I felt like giving up and, you know, I pressed through and then the next day, is it worth it? And, you know, God, I'm crying out to you, but you ain't saying nothing. And, you know, sometimes God, you know, he been real quiet during the test. He's a teacher, but not only is he a teacher, you know, again, he could have very, 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 very well given me what I've been asking him for. And, you know, I think I said before, I've learned that in my healing process, in the process of my healing, you know, I've learned that I'm healing from old traumas and old wounds. And God is like, okay, girl, I'm about to clean you up because I'm about to do a new thing. I'm about to take you where only I can take you. No, he, you know, basically God said to me that nobody can help you. I'm going to do this for you. And, you know, I told you guys that I've been in that space of isolation. And, you know, not the isolating where you don't have friends, you don't have family, whatever, not that. You know, it's I can't explain it to you if you've never been there. If God has never set you apart, you know, and you know, there's a scripture in the Bible said for such a time as this. And you know, our Sweet Aunt Valley Church, and she always, you know, for years, she always say that scripture, God has set you apart for such a time as this. And you know, when I see or think about, you know, that scripture, I always, you know, think about her. And if I can speak about my sweet Aunt Val, you know, a few years ago, Aunt Val was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, we were devastated but she, you know, her perseverance and her reverence and love for God, you know, she never gave up. You know, when she couldn't make it to church, she was on the, you know, the live, and, you know, and God raised her up and she's back in church and her hair's growing back and she gets a praise on. She worships. you know, and when we're going through something, you know, there's always somebody that's fighting a greater battle than you, you know. So, you know, I want a purpose in my mind to just tell God, thank you, because, you know, although what I'm going through is big to me, you know, somebody else is fighting a bigger battle. And, you know, no matter what I'm going through, I want to be able to be there for others in whatever capacity, you know, that is, you know, because one thing I do know is that I know God to be a deliverer. I know God to be a healer, a heart fixer, and a mind regulator. You know, I can go back to, you know, when Stephanie was little and she had pressure on her brain because, and her right eye was, you know, shifting. And the mother of my church at the time, she was like, take her to the doctors. So I did. I took her to the doctors. And it wasn't nothing but God that, you know, told her to tell me that. I took her to the doctors, got a phone call, and say, get her to John Hopkins right away. And I got her up there, and it was like she had what they now know as hydrocephalus. She had fluid on her brain. And I had just had girl number four. So I got her to the hospital. I had a little baby chair. I had three other little ones. And I got her to the hospital, and you know, they say, you know, she got hydrocephalus. They didn't even call it hydrocephalus back then. They said she had fluid on the brain and that they had to, you know, operate. So they gave us spinal tap. And, you know, I had called my pastor at the time. And, you know, back then when we were coming up in church, you know, we, the Bible say, cast not away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. And, you know, we would call our pastor, you know, I'm thinking of this, I'm thinking of doing this, you know, pray with me. And, you know, and they would tell you what's what, you know, and every step of the way I would call my pastor. And I was like, you know, they want to do a spinal tap. He said, okay, we're praying, let them do what they need to do. And, you know, it's, you know, that right there was, it wasn't easy. Like, they want to stick a, you know, draw spinal fluid from my baby. And, you know, Stephanie's about four, maybe. I think she was four. And then, you know, they did everything. And it was like, we were preparing her for surgery. And I think this was Saturday night. And they were going to do the surgery Sunday morning. So, you know, so they go take her back down, and, you know, that Saturday night preparing, the surgeon had came in, the neurosurgeon, and they was getting her ready. And they had to do another MRI. So they did the MRI. The whole time, I think my mom and my church family were in our council meeting. I never forget it. It was at Faith Tabernacle on Ashland Avenue. And I would, you know, throughout the whole process, because I think council meeting started on a Thursday. And throughout the whole process, you know, my pastor told them if I call, no matter what he was doing, come and get him. And I would call and they would go get him. And, you know, he said, we're still praying and blah, blah, blah. And so they took Stephanie down and did the MRI. They rolled her back up and then knock, knock, come on the door. Here are the doctors. And he was like, so we just did the MRI and we're not sure what happened, but there's no fluid on the brain. She can leave the hospital tomorrow. And when he said, I don't know what happened, but instantly I knew what happened. I knew it was God. And then the doctor proceeds to say, you don't have to tell anybody about this. Like, when she goes to the hospital, has there been any problem, any flu, you know? And I'm like, how dare I not tell of God's goodness, you know? And it doesn't make what you do as a doctor null and void. It's just that the master doctor, the master operator stepped in and, you know, and I proceeded to call the church and tell the church, talk to my pastor and let him know that they just came back with the test results for her MRI to do the surgery tomorrow. And they found no fluid. Nothing is there. She's free and clear. She just needs some eyeglasses. She's free and clear to go home tomorrow. And my mom, you know, the next day, my mom said, she was talking to me and she was like, listen, pastor came out and he told the saints, you know, the good news. And in that moment, they had a blackout. My mom said them saints tore that church up. They worshiped God because I knew that they all had been praying. And in that hospital, I stayed with Stephanie. I got her ready. And when they discharged us, me and Stephanie walked out of that hospital. My husband came and picked me up at the time. We walked out of that hospital into God's house, because how dare I not go into God's house after all he'd done? He gave her a clean bill of health, and there was no need for me to go home and nurse any wounds, do anything, because God had done the surgery. And, you know, although she's gone and I miss her, God has done so much for my Stephanie. And this is dedicated to my Stephanie today. You know, God, thank you. I thank you, God. You know, I thank you for keeping her. You know, I could have lost her sooner. I could have lost her at 4. You know, I could have lost her, but you didn't see fit that I would have to mourn a toddler, you know. And although I didn't want to mourn her as an adult, God, you did so much more. And, you know, through all of this, I am, you know, I although I see death in a certain light, a different light now, and I have questions for God. You know, there are times, and I've realized, you guys, that God has done everything to save me. And I'm not saying, you know, he let my daughter die to save me. I'm saying that everything that I've gone through up until now, God has done everything to save me. And I don't fully understand it, but I trust God. I trust him. And, you know, God, thank you for saving me. And in saving me, I'm able to save my grandkids and raise them up. And, you know, I know that nothing that's ever worth it is easy. And I do know that anything fast won't last. And I also thank God that trouble don't last always. You know, and I thank God for allowing me to sit down and mind my business so that God could mind my business, and allowing God to get my attention. And again, it hasn't been a cakewalk in the park. But God, even in this, like, you love me, love me. And, you know, it's so easy to, you know, judge people, you know, based on the chapter of their life that you walked in on. And, you know, I think I was telling, you know, my granddaughter one day, and she was saying something about somebody's hair. And, you know, I said, you know, you don't know them. You don't know what chapter of their life you are walking into. You don't know their story. So let's be a little bit loving and kind and patient with people. And, you know, I've also had to ask, because, you know, I'm not perfect, but I got pure intentions, and I have a good heart. I have a very big heart. But I've had to ask God, because big-hearted people get taken advantage of, and you get used, and you get hurt. Yeah, all of the above. But I ask God to don't change my heart, but allow me to have the wisdom and the discernment who to walk away from, who to let in, you know, all of that. Because I got too much to lose. I have too much to lose. And I, you know, I used to say, I'm not saying I'm all that, but yes, I am all that. I am all that. I played myself down for too long. Yes, I am all of that. And you ain't seen nothing yet, because God is doing a new thing. And I decided I'm just going to let him, because I can't afford to mess up. I can't afford to lose this time. Because although I haven't seen everything, I know that if I don't stay this path, then the cost is so great. And I'm not prepared for that. I'm not prepared for that. I am looking for God to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or even think. And, you know, I told you guys before, when, you know, when my car situation happened, I got up that morning, I called me a Lyft, and I got to church. And had I not gone to church, you know, how much are you really trusting God? How much do you really believe him to see you through? So I got up. I got to God's house, because in that moment where the enemy was, you still going to church? Yes, I am. In that moment, I was like, nothing, not nothing today or tomorrow is going to keep me from God's house. And I show up faithfully. I show up. All of my help comes from God. And we want God to give, give, give. And we not do, do, do. And again, God hasn't been concerned about my comfortability at all in this season. And I'm like, I mean, you know, but I know God never, you know, brings you through the flood to leave you in a puddle. So today and the weeks ahead and your days, and you know, just tell God thank you. You don't have to thank him for nothing in particular. He breathed the breath of life into you every morning. He wake you up. Just tell God thank you. God, I thank you. Even in this, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. And as always, I love you guys. I appreciate everybody from all over the world who listens. Until next week, just know that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Have an amazing, amazing week ahead.